I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He finds the good in the quarterback.
Well, let's see what the good in Dylan Gabriel is with Coach Lance Reisland. Coach Riz, Cleveland.com. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, we were just having the conversation here about Dylan Gabriel as the backup. If he had to early in the season, do you think Dylan Gabriel is ready to start a game?
Well, I think he's a quarterback that you can win with right now. I do. I don't think he's a quarterback you can win because of. And I think with the Browns, that's what I mean by that is that when he was struggling really bad in camp, it was accuracy. But all the stuff that can allow you to win with a quarterback, his ability to set protections, his ability to get in and out of the huddle, to call plays, that's all been really, really solid with him. However, the accuracy was off, and it was off for about 3 to 4 days, maybe even 5 days. Now, he's been real accurate, you know, except those two turnovers, the one turnover, actually. But he's been doing those things at a high level. He just hasn't been accurate. So, again, I don't think he's a guy you can rely on, but I think he's a guy who can get you into the right run game. I think he's a guy that can make some throws if needed. Obviously, punt the ball on third down, all the things I say all the time. But I do think he's a guy who can start and a guy you can win with right now.
So that does have me a little alarmed, only because, like, if it was San Francisco, for instance, and you had all these weapons a couple years ago, and you're talking about Shanahan being able to get the most out of Brock Purdy, it's like, all right, that's fine. You throw him out there. You got all these pieces that you can play with. It'll work out. But I look at Dylan Gabriel, and then I look at this Browns roster. I think you'd have a hard time with top five quarterbacks in the leagues winning with this wide receiver core, with this running back situation. Nonetheless, guys that you need a lot of weapons around in order to have success with, Coach.
Well, I think that's fair. My thought would be on this. It would be, first of all, you're going to play great defense, and you saw if they can punt the ball well, which Bjorkas has done very well, you can see those how hard it is to go 90 yards against the Browns. Obviously, when I say win with, I think that's with the idea that you're going to create a couple turnovers. I don't think he's a guy who can go out there and do it on his own. I think him and Shador have taken great strides, and I think they're doing a great job of scaffolding and getting them where they need to be. But I think you got to rely on that defense, and I do think that front seven is a front seven that can be top five. Now, if you're going to be top five, you got to create turnovers. You got to create short fields. You got to score some points defensively. You have to punt the ball very well. You got to make sure you make your extra points. You got to do all those little things very, very well. And you're right. Now, the other thing is, I think they're going to shorten the game with the run game. And I think the offensive line is going to be much better regardless of who the back is, because I think the offensive line is going to be better because they're blocking double teams and they're blocking wide zone and they're blocking gap and they're doing things that they're good at. And I think they'll be much improved. Obviously, they're going to have some help with that defense, whoever the quarterback it is.
Coach, looking to the 53-man roster, we've gotten into the nits and grits of this. It came out about the 3 o'clock hour. We know it's the initial 53-man roster, but what decisions did you like the most off what we saw from the 53-man roster?
Well, I thought, you know, it kind of gives me, when a guy like Larvidan makes a team, it tells you that preseason is important. It tells you that going out every day and practicing is really, really important. But then you have some other things that were kind of questioned, you know, for me, receiver-wise, that were question marks. But that's a good thing, right? The kicker went out and earned it. The Larvidan went out and earned it. So I think it's in. I think that would be the thing I'm most looking forward to as they get, you know, closer to game time here is who's going to be the guy that touches the ball? Who's going to be the guy who does gets the ball in space? That would be my initial thought.
All right, so what happens with the running backs? You got Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson. Stefanski today said you're going to add another. Are you going to an Audric Estime? Are you going to someone we've seen a lot of already with in a Browns uniform? What are you looking at for another running back?
Well, I think you got to go with somebody who runs the zone very well and somebody who, you know, obviously can run both, but that wide zone is what Kevin's really focused on, right? That big double teams. Somebody who can get downhill. You guys have heard me say it before, second and six. So maybe a guy who can, maybe not a game breaker. You have that in Sampson and Ford. Maybe a guy like an Estime in this scheme and what they have makes a lot of sense to me because he gets you to second and six or could because he's a big, heavy body. Now, I don't know if he can or not. I haven't watched a ton of him since he came out of Notre Dame. But he's a guy, body type, and what he does well makes sense to me because he can get them ahead of the sticks, which I think is so crucial for the Browns offense this year.
Lance Reisland on the fan hotline here. One of the interesting bits of news is, you know, Ethan Posick being hurt over the weekend against the Rams. Now, of course, Ethan is on the 53-man roster, but this could put Luke Whipler into a chance to play early. I know I haven't seen a lot of Luke because of injuries of this camp, of this preseason. What have you seen of the young man? Are you confident they've got the right guy to step in if they need to with Ethan Posick injured?
Well, when Whipler plays low, when he plays with the leverage, he's very, very good. He has a great first step. He blocks back very well on counters and gaps. Powers and things like that. But what he does really well in that wide scheme, he gets to the next level very well. So having those really good guards next to him will allow him to kind of leave those doubles early, in my opinion, especially against the Bengals where he's going to see a four front. So he won't be covered if he has to play against the Bengals, which I think is a huge – now, they might cover him because it's him, but they're base defense of four down. So they're not going to cover him, which allows him to get to the second level, which he does very well on zone. He does very well on screens. He does a nice job of moving laterally within there. He gets in trouble sometimes because he's a little bit undersized when they cover him and just try to blow him back in the backfield, which can kind of mess up those pulling guards at times. But yeah, for the front they're going to see and you know what they're going to do offensively, he can be very successful in there.
Coach, is this the worst wide receiver room in the NFL?
Well, it's a work in progress. How's that sound? So, you know, I tend
That's
not to
yes.
lose. I always,
that sounds like
I,
a yes.
I tend to do the, as my dad always said, I tend not to lose the game before we play it. So I'm going to let those guys go play. A guy like Sed Tillman is frustrating me because physically he's gifted. Now, a guy like Isaiah Bond, I like production over traits, right? So Caden Davis, I would have kept. I think he's been outstanding. He's been open versus everybody all camp. So I really liked him. I thought he had a great camp. Him and Larvidan had great camps. It tells me, you know, obviously I think they're going to be most successful in 12 personnel with Fannin on the field. You saw Fannin on the touchdown. He was out at one at receiver. He's too big for a corner. So it tells me 12 personnel is going to be the foundation, but they still had to find that number two guy. And Tillman showed some, before the concussions, he was having some success, but he's not a true number two yet. So obviously with play action, the things they're doing offensively, you don't have to have three or four guys that are outstanding. You got to have Judy because he's got to be the guy over the top. But they got to find some guys besides Fannin, and hopefully Tillman can do it. That would be my thought. It's definitely a work in progress, and definitely those guys are going to have to play above their head from what they've done so far.
The Browns announcing today they were keeping 10 defensive backs. And I know there's been some talk that there's overlap between some of the safety work in the Jim Schwartz defense and the linebackers, but 10 defensive backs in a room that people think maybe they could use another corner. What's a key to this secondary being able to maybe be better than we're expecting as opposed to just being bailed out by a really...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great front four.
Well, that's where it starts, Dick. I really do think it starts with, for all of the secondaries, but it really starts with that front four creating pressure. Now, if the Browns struggle coverage-wise, they can rush just four because they have four talented guys that are, you know, six, seven, eight deep. So if you can just rush with four, it's a numbers game. Then you can drop seven, which obviously makes sense. So I think that's the key. Now, the keeping 10, I don't think of them as DBs as a whole in the Schwartz defense. You have the first level, then you have that second level, and those are the obviously the guys, the Delpit guys, the, you know, Edmonds before they cut him, guys who have long, huge, long bodies, can play well down in the box. They have a bunch of different guys. Hickman's been down there a bunch. Newsom's been in there a bunch. That nickelback has run responsibilities and C and D gaps. So that second level guy, doesn't necessarily mean they're all going to be defensive backs or all linebackers or second level guys, but the secondary is going to have to make sure they keep things in front. So maybe you don't see, unless it's Ward, maybe not as much press man. You can play some man, but you can play some off man. Make them throw the ball underneath, make teams go 10 plays. And then you got to really rely on that pressure. If you're struggling cover, the only thing you can do is apply more pressure. So if they're struggling with four, then they got to bring five and possibly six at times.
Coach, how does someone like Aiden Huntington, how does he fall through the cracks?
Well, he's 280, right? So he's when you watch him, I posted a couple things today on him. So he's 280 pounds. He's out of Tulane, and he was in a scheme that wasn't like Schwartz's. So he's a scheme fit. He's, you know, he's 6'1", 280, but he has a tremendous motor, and he plays with tremendous leverage. But if he had a two-gap in there, he would really struggle at that weight, right? So obviously, I don't know what he's weighing right now, but he is undersized. He's not as tall as he needs. But if you watch him, he has great get-off. He has violent hands. He's really good in the short area. And in that A and B gap for what they need him for, he's going to be a specialist on long yardage situations. And he's a guy who can rotate in there, and he plays with great energy. And he's another guy that could bump out to the end, and you can move Wright and Miles and those guys down inside if you like a matchup, which they have great matchups against Cincinnati on those guards. So those defensive tackles, their ability to go outside makes a big deal. And that's why he slipped through the cracks, just because he's not a physically imposing guy in terms of his heaviness or his weight.
All right, the win total has stayed consistent at 5.5 games. You taking the over or the under?
Oh, I'm over. I was over before. I'm over. And I'm going because of the offense and especially the defensive lines. If you're good in the trenches, you got a chance. So I'm going to go over.
How far?
Yeah,
over?
How far over?
I'm going 9-8. I'm going 9 wins.
9-8?
That was 9 wins?
I'm going 9 wins.
Okay.
I'm sticking this year, coach. Yes, I am.
Where are we getting these wins from?
Well, here's what I'm saying is that I will say this. I'll caveat is that maybe they don't get to 9 because they lose late, but that offensive line and that defensive line, and if they can create some turnovers, they will be in games late. And when you're in games late, you roll the dice sometimes, right? Sometimes you hit some plays, things like that. You have a veteran quarterback. So if that defense can keep him in the game, if they can pump the ball well, I'm doing a lot of coach cliches here at you, but they can make that work. And I mean that because if you're good in the trenches, which they are, you have a chance to win every game you play.
Coach,
you know
who you're talking to, right? You're talking to three-win Wilson over here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Once again, I want to make sure that I'm not jumping in the norms. I want to make sure that I give you my honest. I think they're going to be much better than people think because of those fronts. I really do. I just think they're going to be I think they're going to control the ball a little bit on offense. They're going to play great defense. I think that defensive line is going to cause some turnovers. I think Bjork is a top five punter. I think they have the makeup to sneak some wins where they're not supposed to.
All right. I'll make a deal then.
he wants a deal so
if,
bad.
If the Browns if the Browns win six games or less, you buy me a burger.
Oh, you could have got him at like seven, it feels like.
No, I'm going to be fair here. Or seven wins or more, I buy you a burger.
I'm in for that. Absolutely.
Just so you know, I am undefeated at burger bets. Your ass is grass. I'm going to be enjoying that burger, Coach.
That's because he tilts the book in his favor, and rightfully so.
How so? He said nine wins. I gave him seven wins on.
It's very
fair. Yeah, you gave me a little leeway there. I'll take it.
He's more fair to you than he was Fanta. Let's be honest about that.
Fanta talked a big game and then said six wins. Come on, what are we doing?
So we have a burger bet confirmed between you two? Is that what happened?
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Burger bet.
All right. And, huzzah on three. One, two, three. Huzzah. Okay.
Huzzah.
You made me look like a D there.
I didn't know where you were going with that. Huzzah.
I said huzzah on three. You're a coach. You've been doing on threes your whole life.
I thought this was your language. I was trying to meet you in the streets, coach.
Your level.
I've been out of the game for a little bit. I gotta get back in a little bit with the on threes. All right. I'm my bad. All right. I got you.
No worries,
all right, coach. Count of three. Favorite Matt Damon movie. Go. One, two, three.
Good Will Hunting.
See, at least he played the game.
Yeah. I did not. Fanta was over it.
Fanta wouldn't.
Yeah, turnabout's fair play there, Coach. All right, buddy.
Yeah, I did. I understand the D-bag kind of conversation there. That's what it felt like on the island. I got you. It's all right. It's okay.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to my burger, Coach. Great stuff, buddy.
Yeah, we going. Where are we going? Are we making each other the burger or are we buying it?
We don't want to offend Spencer German and make burgers and not invite him.
That'd be really funny.
Might have to be a takeout situation.
That'd be funny if I had Coach make me a burger. I just didn't let Spencer there. That's not great. Coach, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. We'll talk soon.
We'll hammer out the details of the burger bet. Now,
you got somebody to bite.
And I think what was fair is I didn't try and get teasers and a milkshake out of it.
Yeah.
I just said a burger.
There you go.
Give me a quality burger and some sides. Lance Reisland on the Fan Hotline. He joins us every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. We'll react to what he had to say in the... We got to get to whether Ohio State ordered the code red or not in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.